It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here with you all hour. Boy, have we got a lineup of golf to wrap up today from the 3M PGA Tour event. Over on the Epson Tour, a 17-year-old amateur wins. Of course, the LPGA Tour, LET Tour. Dr. Bob Denny from the PGA of America, historian emeritus, is going to help us through understanding more and learning more about Lottie Wode. And we'll do a little history there. I'm sure a few nuggets. Paul Azinger says that Keegan Bradley ought to go ahead and play. He would like to see him play. And it shouldn't be that big of a deal to play and be a captain. And there's more and more we can talk about, including the upcoming playoffs, the schedules on all the tours. And with Padraig Harrington winning the Open Championship, on the Senior Open, I should say. Let's get to that here in just a moment. Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional, right here with us. And Craig, I guess it's welcome to Florida, right?
Well, we're unpacking stuff and still trying to get everything all where it needs to be, but that's where it looks like we're going to be for a few years, hopefully.
So you are a resident of Jupiter, Florida, I heard tell from you. And yep. Your wonderful daughter is getting ready to get enrolled in school there. She'll start in it. Yep. All the kids go back to school all over the country. University students all the way down to the little ones get back to school here fairly quickly over the next few weeks. And my wonderful wife and I are going to be celebrating our anniversary this coming Saturday. And there's lots of golf going on, and there's lots of great family stuff going on. So, well, congratulations, Craig, on that.
Thank you.
We're sorry to see you go. I know the guys over at Springfield Golf Resort, they're over there crying. I had to send them a box of napkins the other day because you're not going to be able to teach over there. But we're still going to shout them out all the time because they're one of our wonderful sponsors, along with Legacy Resort. And of course, we love Augusta Ranch, Don Ray's little golf course over there, and we're going to go on and on up in Sedona, Canyon Mesa. So some of our great golf courses, and I know you're going to probably land somewhere, and you'll let us know where.
Yeah.
So the folks can come and see you and get some lessons, and as you get relocated, we keep you in our thoughts. Serta Fresh Cigar is one of my favorite companies. They've been such a great sponsor over the years, folks, that I have to shout them out at the top of the show. CertaFreshCigar.com. Go to that website and make sure you find out about how they're powered by Boveda and how they can customize your orders to them, as well as you golf shops can get them in your golf shop, adding to their 3,000 plus shops already, as well as Squares Golf Shoes, SQAIRZ.com. Sir Nick Faldo, there's a brand new, beautiful, all-leather shoe. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but you've got to get to Squares and find out about this very, very special edition of Squares Golf Shoes. And then, of course, they have the pickleball shoes. They've got the baseball shoes. They're disrupting all of the sports, as they've been doing with golf. And I want to thank Ping Golf Clubs as well for being a wonderful sponsor. Thank you to ping.com. Make sure you go there and find out all about their new clubs. I'll have a few more sponsors later in the show. Let's get right to it. I think we said that Padraig Harrington won the Senior Open Championship, Dr. Bob.
That's right. Yes, and he was great. He was very consistent. He made Sunningdale look like just a normal, average, everyday course, which is not. It is not.
Yeah, and here's one of the few players in history that won an Open Championship plus a Senior Open later in life. Now he won two Opens, and now he's won the Senior. So I think it's a special event. I think it was a special accomplishment for Padraig.
Yes, he's in a groove. He is the taking over for the runs that you've seen of other players in the past, such as Stephen Alker, and he's rising the way up the ladder when it comes to senior majors. He's attacking them, and he looks the most relaxed out there of all the players. And frankly, he's one of those that's looks better in shape physically
Did you
to
have,
be playing.
did you happen to have a chance, Craig, to have a look at this tournament?
I did not see any of the senior championship, but as Dr. Bob was saying, Padraig's is, Padraig's the cream of the crop out there, and he's he wins by 3 shots, shooting in the 60s all 4 rounds. He is, he's definitely the best player out there right now. It's just whether or not he's motivated and continue to do what he wants to do with it.
Right. Is Padraig Harrington has you said he's the best player out there right now. I think that's true. Although on any given day, I wouldn't want to fool around with Stephen Alker, even Miguel Angel Jimenez. They continue their winning ways. I guess over the weekend, as I was watching this unfold and remembering my interviews with Padraig over the years, which I've had several. I was at the PGA Championship that he won as Sergio was coming up the fairway. And of course, the back-to-back opens back in those years. But with Padraig getting ready to turn, I think 54, Dr. Bob, you can help us out on that one.
Yes.
Are Bernard Langer's days numbered, and is he out of the winner's circle, Craig?
Well, I just didn't think he would win last year. And it's not a lack of talent. I think it's motivation and that there's just more and more younger people out there. I mean, I think Bernard hits it as good as he ever did, but he gives up a little bit of distance and he's not quite as young as he used to be. So yeah, I mean, I'll go the same thing. He surprised me last year. So yeah, I think it would be shocking to me if he wins again this year. And there's not a whole lot left in the golf season, truthfully, right?
Well, no. Well, they will play a few more events, and then of course they've got to get into their playoffs and get all the way to the Charles Schwab Cup Championship here in Phoenix at Phoenix Country Club, which of course I'll be there and film and interview all the players. That's not all the way until November, though. LPGA Tour has their big race to the CME Globe. We'll pick up on that in weeks to come as they continue on. I'd like to look at their upcoming schedule, though. But I think you're probably right. Remember though, Bernard Langer is what? Is he 66 years old, Bob?
Give me a second. I can get you the actual age.
Well, I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but I want to say that Bernard is 66 years old, guys.
60,
And
67,
yeah, I was going to
we
say 67, 68.
67,
Yep.
67, my goodness. And there he is, still in fabulous shape. And playing and winning golf. So I would never put anything past him at all as far as another win out there, although I would be surprised. All right, let's get over to the PGA Tour. And you've got Kurt Kitayama, grew up in Chico, California, played all kinds of junior golf, went to UNLV, and when he got there, he was such a talented player, they said. But that he had such shaping and forming to do that they called him the project, Dr. Bob.
Yes, and he had all the ability in the world. He was just not connecting as he had, and he's risen his way up through the ranks from all the which some people call him journeyman. Well, journeyman means you've gone from tour to tour, or you go from ch championship to championship, trying to get your way to make your a paycheck and a consistency. He found something this past week, unbelievable, with a 60 in a third round, and he came back, played terrific golf down the stretch, made two of the greatest bunker shots you're going to see under pressure that ever going to on the 14th hole within 2 feet from a side bunker and with a water on the left. And then on the last hole with the steep bunker and the camera showing the incline of what he was facing, just to get down to the green for a chance to earn a five for a par. He just did a brilliant shot. And so I give him all the credit in the world. It's great to see him make that run, and his brother was caddying for him.
Yeah, his brother was on the bag. Craig, did you get the chance to see that shot on 18? My goodness, here he is coming in, and I just I was really kind of, it was a little bit of a white knuckle moment for him to hit that bunker. And when they said it was on the downslope of the bunker, and of course water behind the pin in that little lake there, I thought, you know, any professional. We've seen them do it before. Tour player, forget about we amateurs. He could have hit that thin, even sculled it a little bit on that downhill lie. And when they said downhill, I thought, okay, but it didn't really see it until they put the camera right in front of him and I saw him in slow motion hit the shot. It was quite a downhill angle, Craig.
Yeah, and Kirk shot a really great round of 65 in the final round, and he had made bogey on 17, and he w didn't put himself in a great spot on 18, so he was hanging on, Ray. And in certain ways, I think the downhill lie might have helped him because he knew he had to get down into it. He could put a lot of pressure on that forward foot and just get down into it. And in certain ways, I can think that that may have helped him, and it versus having this great lie. And it made him focus a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see him win and, collect the check and be the,
Well,
as Scotty would say, he can, soak it in for a few hours and then get ready for the next event.
1.5 million was his payout, and of course, obviously, all elevated events are done and over. The next big one is going to be if he can get into the playoffs and to the tour championship. I don't know whether he trends anywhere near a Ryder Cup. Sam Stevens, Matt Wallace, David Lipsky, Pearson Coody, Jake Knapp, William Mao, Alex Norum, Noah Goodwin. You got to get down to Takumi Kanaya, Japan. You've got to get down to Chris Goddard and then down to T12 for Wyndham Clark to have any really big names that people know. So here we go. Nice event and everything, but I would say that most viewers don't know these people. I have to look a few of them up myself every single week. I do want to drill down a little bit and dig into Takumi Kanaya, Bob and Craig, because he was a fascinating read, Japanese player, and has had some wonderful, wonderful golf, and he was right there. But shooting, 200, 19 under. He was in the tournament, 67, 64, 5, and 69. I think he's somebody that we're going to hear a lot more out of, don't you?
Oh yeah, the depth chart keeps on coming. As long as they have tournaments that offer this kind of cash, I think they're going to see a lot of people come making crossovers, making money opportunities to come into the tournament, and sponsor exemptions in some cases. Some people have a good shot at it, and that tournament. Don't forget, Mr. Adam Svensson tied for 14th. He opened up with a 60. And then look what happened to him after that, a 75, 68, 65. He fell in the also-rans and tied for 14th. That shows you the kind of quality of play is being out there, but who's consistently going to be making in the top five on the weekends? That's the big deal. But the quality and the scoring is off the charts. That's the first time I can remember in recent memory, 60s, two a pair of 60s in the same tournament. I know there's been a 59 in tournaments in the past and 61s, but this showed me that course was just set up and the balls were just popping in like darts.
Sorry to see Bhatia folded. He was right there for quite a while. Had a terrible round, or not the round he wanted. But yeah, Kitayama, a 65 in round one. And then in round two, he goes back up to 71, but then comes back, like you said, with a 60. I'll tell you, and you look at this leaderboard, the final leaderboard, Craig, and they're just low to mid 60s all over the place. I think the golf course played too easy. Did they set it up for a birdie fest?
Well, I watched a little bit on, I can't say if it was, I think it was Thursday I saw it when I was moving some stuff. And the course was very wet and soft. I watched somebody hit a thin shot that looked like it didn't get more than about 20 feet high, and the ball just basically stuck in the green and stopped. It was a soft golf course. And this time of year in that part of the country, it gets humid, it gets hot. They gotta water it like crazy to keep it alive, and that's what you get in the Midwest this time of year. So they do what they do, what they got to do to keep the bent grass alive and everything. And Minnesota gets hot and humid, and so that's what they had to do. So it's not like 23 under is a number that we never see throughout the year, and this is the first time of the year we see it. It's just, as we talk about, it seems like year after year the scores gradually get lower and lower, and that's what they start doing.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Bob. We're going to get to the Ryder Cup and what Paul Azinger said a little bit later in the show. Let's get right on over to the LPGA Tour, the ladies. How'd they do?
Lottie Woed lived up to the billing. She lets everybody talk about the hyperbole, and she lets her clubs do the talking. She has that similarity to Scotty when it comes to getting the job done, what's in front of them, and she just has her head down and goes straight, does it. She's one of the best wedge players for her age. You're going to see, 21 years old. She can stop it on a dime. She plays tremendously well when she's in her homeland. Winning the Irish Women's Open as an amateur. And now she's got a paycheck, a first time paycheck. And this is the first time in 2 years since Rose Zhang did it. And prior to Rose Zhang, it was Beverly Hansen in 1951 who beat Babe Zaharias. So that shows you it's not as always easy on your debut in the LPGA. So
Well,
congratulations to her for her wonderful performance. She is very consistent. And I just like her attitude. And she's my new favorite on the LPGA.
all right, so there's Bob's favorite on the LPGA Tour, Lottie Woed from England. She was the number one amateur in the world for, I don't know, a long time. She won $300,000, Craig, and she's on her way to the CME Globe Race. And I know another one, though, that you mentioned, Bob and Craig, who won their first tournament as a professional, and that was Rose Zhang. And everybody on earth thought that she was just going to dominate, win everything, and be the next, marquee greatest player out there in women's professional golf. It did not happen. Let me let you go first on that one, Bob, and I want Craig to weigh in. Winning your first pro event and then such pressure and expectations. And that's what happened to Rose. Wonderful player, Rose is. But she didn't and has not yet lived up to what we were all expecting, Bob.
Well, I look back and what she did in the year that she turned professional. She had three top tens in three of the five majors, and then she went the next following year, and this current year, three cuts, missed cuts, and her best finish was a tie for 29th in the Women's British Open last year. That shows you that she is. had some slippage. I don't know the background, if she's had any injuries. I don't know what it is. I don't know obviously her training or her coaching, but she seemed to be a very patient, great navigator of the golf course when she was on this run. And I watched her in the Solheim Cup, and she would help the team very well. And I have a feeling that there's just going to be a wave of things when it comes to that, whether or not it's injuries or what when it comes to it. These past year and a half, it's been the Asian women have been the dominating women's golf, plain and simple, dominating from start to finish. And that's why Lottie showed me something where she could come in and, regardless of who's putting the pressure on her, put the pressure back on them. And that's why I was impressed about Lottie, whose first name is really Charlotte. And I think she's just a very good, smart and great navigator. So I give her all the credit, and playing a good golf course. And in Ayrshire, Scotland, wasn't just popcorn golf course. They do have to make shots. And so, like I said, I don't know the background of what happened to Rose, but I do know that it is precise precision making out there on the LPGA tour right now. You have to be really well on tune every five minutes out there, because I've watching the shot making, and it is something.
Craig, would you? They're all fabulous players, and I still say to this day that women's professional golf is the best story and the best watch in all of golf globally. They have some things they're working out on, and they're trying to work on, time playing and speed of, pace of play and things like that. But I do think they have wonderful players, and they provide some great viewing. I enjoyed watching. Craig, Rose Zhang won her first event, and then, well, she's out there and she's playing good golf, but it hasn't really come up to where everybody thought she'd be. Once you're a professional, once you get that first big paycheck and that big win, does the pressure eat away at you then? The expectations that other people have, that the tour has, the fans have, your team has, and even you in your own mind have? Or do you think that this particular person, I think she has a very even, she's kind of the Scottie Scheffler of the LPGA Tour, isn't she? She's very even and very settled, and I think she's got it somewhat figured out. But being new to pro golf and the grind, what do you make of it?
I mean, it's pro golf is very, very hard. Ladies or men, she's got very good skills. She's not exceptionally long. She's actually on the short, very short side out there. So unless she's going to hit her irons really, really good and make a ton of putts, while she may have dominated college and have some good events, it's going to be a challenge out there, right? I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Like I said, if she, she's her average distance is 250, which is great, but out there that, that puts her 130th on the list. That's it'd be different if she was in the top 15 or 20, she'd get away with it. So in a sport where the women are getting longer and longer, unless her distance starts getting greater and greater, she is going to have to get better with her wedges, more and more putting, and manage the game and everything. It's just going the way the men's game is. So that's going to be the challenge statistically for her, and she'll have to try to change that.
All right, well, we're going to watch. Don't forget to go to ping.com, folks, because you're going to see their new driving iron, and you're also going to see all their other clubs. This driving iron is a long game changer. It's optimized for launch and spin. It has more distance with a desired ball flight. Make sure you get to ping.com and have a look at all their new products, especially that driving iron. Lots going on there in the ladies' golf. I mentioned at the top of the show that this wonderful young player, 17-year-old amateur, her name Mia Hammond. Did you read about this, guys, or hear anything about it? Epson Tour, which I'm really focusing on and doing some coverage of the Epson Tour. I'm going to reach out and see if we can get her on the show, one of the shows coming up. She wins on the Epson Tour the Toledo Open out there. And I think that's fantastic. As a 17-year-old amateur, what a phenom, Dr. Bob.
Yeah, and for a moment, when I first heard the name, I was thinking of Mia Hamm, the world soccer star.
No.
But Mia Hammond, she's fulfilling what the dreams of amateurs anywhere are. Can you reach a certain level, and can you do it quickly enough to prove you can play with the best? And it's great to see that. Obviously, Lottie Wode had done it for years and ahead of her. And Lottie's just a crusty 21 right now. And now, and this young lady's 17, and so she's proven that. I think one thing, they're obviously getting some good coaching. So all the Craig Renshaws of the world out there, someone's doing some good work with them. And I give them a credit for that. You're taking advantage of your opportunities. If you're in a family that's can afford golf and get you to these great events, all the better. But she's obviously taken advantage of what coaching she has, and she's proving that she can play on a level with the best. Well, that you don't see that every day, and I'm just happy to see it when it happens in the amateur ranks.
Well, I do too, and I would presume. And again, you have to talk to her and find out what her plans are at a very, very young age of 17 years old. But I'd like to see her go on and season more, play more, win more. She and her team and her family will pull all that together to see what happens with her now that she's proven she can win a professional event, albeit on the developmental tour, known as the Epson Tour. But a lot of great players have come off the Epson Tour, and you read their names week in and week out on the leaderboards and the winners on the LPGA Tour. I wouldn't be surprised if she went over to the LPGA Tour soon and won over there as well. Let's see what happens. We'll keep our eye open for Mia Hammond. All right. What does the upcoming schedule for the ladies, since we're still talking ladies tour golf, what's our upcoming schedule, Dr. Bob?
Well, after this week is their final major of the year, the AIGA Women's Open in Porthcawl, Wales. And if anybody's been to Wales, they know what a cute and attractive country is, and all the it brings some of the best golf into play. I saw a Ryder Cup there in Wales, and I just really like that little country. And I can't pronounce half the street signs, but I do. I have enjoyed that visit I had. And so the AIGA Women's Open's coming in. It's going to be seeing whether or not anybody and these players that had a decent week in Scotland can make a run. I don't think Lottie's going to be necessarily the one in front, but even though she tied for 10th last year and as an amateur, so she knows how to play in those conditions. I just think you're going to see a lot of other different challengers come in. I don't know if Nelly's going to play as inconsistent as she did this past week. And I say inconsistent because she was in the top 15, but she just didn't look the kind of Nelly that you normally see on certain shots from the way I'm watching it. But it's going to be fun to see the final open of, excuse me, major of the women's season.
Well, we'll be following it, and we'll be right in the middle of it coming up. And they're going to play in Wales, so you don't know your Welsh language. Craig, are you brushing up on your Welsh so that we can talk the Ladies Open Championship from Wales?
I have passed on that.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll have a word or two for everybody this coming Saturday on Great American Golf. Make sure you tune in. And by the way, both of these radio podcast shows go over to the Golf News Net on each of their days for Saturday morning, Great American Golf coming up. And then this show, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, airing tonight in its regular slot, Arizona time, 6 a.m. Saturdays, 6 p.m. Monday evenings, and then they go off to all the big audio platforms: Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, iHeartRadio, and you catch all of these shows on demand after they air over at thegolfnewsnet.com. Same thing with the TV show, Match Play with Ray Adams, over at the Golf News Net under the television show tab. Check it out, watch it, and then you'll see it over on Roku and Amazon Fire and Apple and a variety of other television content channels. We'll go from there, and I don't know. They're asking me for a nugget, sir. We're getting ready to go to a break here, so I don't know if you want to give us a nugget now and maybe another one on the way back in, or if you want to wait until we come back from break.
Well, I'd just like to start off with Mr. Kurt Kitayama, who made 20 birdies over the weekend at the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. It's the most birdies or better in the final two rounds of a tour event win by any player over the last 40 years.
Wow. That's a great one to go out on. All right, gentlemen, stand by. And all you folks that are with me listening, you wonderful listeners and amateur players, pros, golf shops, managers, golf course owners, all of you out there, thank you so much for listening to the show, as well as recommending it and referring it off to friends, family, and others to go to the Golf News Net, find it, and then go over to your favorite audio platform, as I just mentioned, to pick up the shows on demand. And also, thanks for listening to these few sponsors' words. They're going to help you with your game, and they will assist you in other ways. We're going to be back in just a moment with more to come on the other side.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams here with Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional, and Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America historian emeritus. And speaking of the PGA of America, Craig and Bob, the PGA Buying Summit is going on right now. Now, this is an industry-only mid-season event. It is in Frisco, Texas, the home of the PGA of America. I was at this event and had a special tour by our great friend and the president of the PGA of America, Don Ray, last summer of the home of the PGA of America there in Frisco and right next door of all of those beautiful grounds and golf courses and Unbelievable practice facilities. Very, very, very golfer and family oriented. If you've not been to the PGA of America's home in Frisco, Texas, folks, travel there, build a vacation around it. It's just outside of Dallas. It is an amazing facility. And I mean, I could go on and on about it as I did, and I have many times. I did not go to the buying summit this year. My anniversary is coming up. Last year, we had a special anniversary week, beginning with the buying summit, touring the home of the PGA of America, and then seeing our kids in Central Texas, who treated my wife and I to an amazing, memorable, and very special, yes, romantic anniversary with all kinds of gifts and dinners and friends and family coming around to say hi to us as we spend time with the kids in Central Texas. This year, we're going to do something different. And I'll report on that next week and where we went and what we did. Probably all part of my Go Arizona special campaign. We're going to go Arizona somewhere and enjoy ourselves. So the buying summit's going on. And I know, Dr. Bob, you helped with the history and memorabilia in that building. And Craig, we got to get you to Frisco, right?
Yeah, Texas is nice. I think I wouldn't go in the summer as much as I would probably near wintertime.
It's a little sticky there right now and warmish. But I would
Yeah.
imagine it's warmish and sticky in Florida.
Yeah, it's humid everywhere. This time of year it's brutal everywhere. I don't think there's a whole lot of places that are great. There are a few, but there's not many.
As we all know, Phoenix is one of them that's there's no humidity. And that's because when you open the door, a blast of oven furnace hits you. It just burns your hair right off your head. This is a wig you guys are seeing. Sorry, Ryan. This is a wig you guys are seeing. And I'm teasing everybody. It is hot, 111 or 12. And of course, in other places around the country, we are having a heat wave. I think they said there's 150 million Americans that are under extreme heat warnings around the country. So everybody be careful. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And I'm going to have a very special guest on very soon to talk about hydrating, electrolytes, and what's important and what you need to be doing and maybe not so much doing.
And remember the famous words of Yogi Berra, it's not the heat, it's the humility.
Yeah. Nobody goes to that restaurant anymore because too many people are there all the
When you get to the fork in the road, take it.
time. Gosh. I mean, we could go on an hour with that. I mean, isn't that funny?
And he loved golf. He loved golf.
He did. I know he did. Yeah. I remember long, many long years ago. All right. Let's get to Mr. Joaquin Niemann. On the LIV Golf Tour, won his fifth title of the year, I believe. I don't know who was watching, but we'll mention that. Now, at $4 million a pop, Craig, that means he has won $20 million in prize money plus whatever team money he's won. Forget about whatever his signing bonus was. Forget about sponsor money. This young guy is getting filthy rich from Live, as so many have. I don't know how they can sustain it. We spoke about it on the last show. Craig, take over. But Joaquin Niemann, I think, should be playing in PGA Tour events. I think that if he's that good, that he's beating all these world-class players so many times. I mean, I think he should be playing in tour events so we can see more of him and he can compete with the greatest on the earth. Where am I going wrong, Craig?
Well, he's having a great year, and the more he wins, he's making more money. So he's not making a lot of 10th place finishes or anything like that. People thought he was one of the best players when he left for LIV, and he's continuing to do that. He didn't have the greatest week last week over in you know, at the Open, but he's had a nice fine season and he's continuing to develop his game. I think the next, you know, the next move for him would be to try to secure a major, because he's definitely doing it on the regular tour. He's in a good place. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do next season when he gets his, those opportunities to be able to take the next step.
Yeah.
You know, Ray, if he had been on the PGA Tour and had a great year on the PGA Tour, won two or three times, would the conversation be any different?
Yeah. I mean, because the PGA Tour and other golf purists, analysts, commentators, you know, fans, whatever, say that LIV is this punky little, nothing much of a tour thing, and that it needs to go away. And if you went over there, big deal. And how long can they sustain it? But they're building the next year's schedule already, and they have a lot more going on. And Phil Mickelson says that PGA Tour better watch out. They're probably going to be pulling some recruits over. You know, who knows?
My point is, if he had won three or four times on the PGA Tour, five times on the PGA Tour,
oh well,
wouldn't we be talking about he wouldn't be playing in the Ryder Cup this year? So that doesn't matter,
right?
They'd be saying he's got to take the next step and he's got to win a major.
Well, yes, he would be the best player out there without a major.
Okay,
but they would also be putting him in the same. If he won four or five times on the PGA Tour in 1 year, they're going to put him up there with Scottie Scheffler, because nobody wins four or five times on the PGA Tour except for Scottie Scheffler.
Right, but Scottie's won two majors, so he wouldn't be winning Player of the Year.
Right.
My point, and that's great, but I don't think it changes the narrative of whether or not where he's got to perform next year. So if he continues to win on LIV, whatever it is, if he's not performing in the majors, which is where people are looking, then it's not changing the narrative at all.
No, but the, you know, let's see how he does. And again, the question is, does LIV prepare you for that world-class, intense competition of a major, Dr. Bob?
Yes and no. I think it is definitely in the case of Bryson and Tyrrell Hatton. And certainly those two have been showing their ability to play at that level. John Rahm is having an off year, but he's still in the discussion as a pick for the European Ryder Cup team. He's 21st in the Ryder Cup standings in Europe. And I just think that those that are in have a chance to get into the fold and play in a major are ready. They can deal with the crowds. They can deal with the pressure. They may not make as many putts, but I think they have a chance.
Let's go to the Ryder Cup. A few things there. You just did a perfect a hand toss to me about it. Is it possible that we could think of a Ryder Cup without John Rahm on the team, Bob?
This year, I'd say no.
He's got to be there.
I think he's definitely there. And Rory
made it very clear earlier in the year that whatever you got to do to change the rules – yeah. John Rahm has got to be on this Ryder Cup, remember?
Yes, and I think with the last surge of American players in the last month and a half in both the U.S. Open and the Open Championship, the performance overall, Keegan's got to be a little more feeling better about the depth that he has right now, and I think Luke Donald has taken a hard look at it. And once again, Ludwig Åberg, who is not my favorite anymore. Chris Goddard's my favorite now. So put Chris Goddard at my
how
top
fickle,
of my list.
How fickle they are, Craig.
Yes, yes. he gets it up and in. He gets Goddard up and in faster than anybody else. And he's taking a break, I hope, to get some rest before he heads to the playoffs. But I like Chris and the ability where he's in the way he hits the ball against the wind. And he can knock in some putts. So he's my new favorite. Ludwig, back to Ludwig, he will come off the deck and make putts in the Ryder Cup. That's as simple as that. And I just think the John Rahm moving up the scale, as I look at my list over here and I go up the list, Matt Wallace is having a resurgence, playing very well. And Rasmus Højgaard, Sepp Straka is playing steady.
Well, Sepp is third in the rankings. I mean, he's in the
He is
FedEx Cup.
currently sixth in the rankings right now.
Oh, I thought he was third. Forgive me. I must have seen an older one. But anyway, you know, Sepp is going to be on that European
And
Ryder
Justin
Cup
Rose
team.
for his eighth there. Don't
You're
forget
right.
Justin Rose.
All right. So Paul Azinger said this week, and I read the story, that, hey, Keegan Bradley should play. I'd like to see him play. Now, this is Zinger, winning Ryder Cup captain in 08 at Valhalla. He created the sort of the modern way that the American captains are creating the teams and putting people together, all of that. I was there and covered that Ryder Cup at Valhalla. It seems like 100 years ago, but whatever. And he said, yeah, Keegan ought to play. Let him play. And he can still be captain, and he can depend on his assistant captains to help him out. And even outline what Keegan needs to do. You know, get your teams ready. You know, get your pairings ready for the first and the second day, and then go play and play in the afternoon or something. As I read through the article, Azinger had it all planned out. You think Keegan takes his advice and plays, Craig?
Oh, golly.
I know he wants to play. He's got to want to play.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, I've never liked the idea of many, many years ago when we started changing all these, well, we get more wild card picks and all this stuff. I think it should be you qualify and you're either on the team or you're not. If you wanted to give them one or two, that's fine. I liked it when we had 10 picks and you got two wild card picks. I think that always was a really good thing to do. And they did that for many, many reasons. Yes, I think he should qualify. He's going to probably be just outside, which means then he's going to have to pick himself, which is going to make it awkward. But it wouldn't surprise me if he does.
All right, Bob. What about Keegan, which is he's one of your favorite guys too, I know.
Well,
he's,
I liked him.
He's,
I liked
he's
I
one
liked
of mine.
Him. I liked him ever since I watched him up close and personal in Medina years ago when he was not allowed to go out and play in the afternoon because Phil, his partner, told the captain that he said, "We're tired. I think we need a little rest." Well, that didn't help anything.
Phil told the captain, "We're tired."
Yes, he told Davis Love that in Medina.
We're tired.
So
and we remember
that.
That will live in
infamy. And Keegan was not happy to be sitting anywhere, believe me, that day. So
Keegan's never happy. He was heartbroken about not being chosen for Rome. But
he should have been chosen for Rome.
He should have been chosen. Absolutely. Yes. And so should have Lucas Glover.
Right.
And that's
but
just
put the rest of the guys in the Coliseum and let the golfers go out and play, you know. But I think Keegan is a tremendous competitor. Regardless, he's fired up. If you aren't fired up to play in the Ryder Cup, go home. You're not needed. Keegan is definitely one that's going to help him. And I like what Paul Azinger said. He can set day one pairings and have a day two plan. It's not far fetched. He should be playing the second match day one. Skip the afternoon. Same play on day two. He can play once or twice before the singles. His choice. Keegan could get 3 points. End quote. Paul Azinger.
Yeah, it was a great article. And I'm a big fan of Paul Azinger. Now, speaking of broadcaster, well, Craig, you know, let's come back to you and give you the final word on it. Paul says Keegan should play. There's a way to do it. Here's a plan. You've got great assistant captains. You're a fierce competitor. Maybe the new Captain America. Hey, if he plays, I'm excited. And if he doesn't, I'm okay.
Well, I do believe the golf is played not a whole lot different than what it was back in the 1970s before we had all these assistant captains and people that held somebody's hat and somebody that did everything else. And yet Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus were playing captains in their time. I really don't think, as I've said many, many times, that it's that hard to draw some names out of a hat, put them on a piece of paper. I mean, if we need an assistant captain to write the names down on some paper, or if we need a printer because that's just too hard on his hands to write them out, that we can have somebody type them out on the iPad or something for the captain, that they can somehow do it, that he can figure out this really tough sport and hit the ball, I think Keegan should play as much as he wants to.
Well, okay, so I think we're all in agreement, as along with Paul Azinger and others, and you know, you have the likes of Jim Furyk, and who are the other assistant captains, Bob?
Well, right in front of me, I don't have it, but I do know that Furyk, the one that sticks in my mind, I believe Kisner's involved, Kevin Kisner.
Yeah, we'll cover it more and more and more as we go forward.
I just didn't have my assistants in front of me. They're off in the Coliseum somewhere.
They're well, or somewhere on their way to Manhattan on the train. I was on the phone yesterday for about 2.5 hours with my wonderful wife, who handles all of our travel as my assistant producer. Our media credentials are all put in for, and we're trying to learn the area of Bethpage, Farmingdale, Garden City is over there. There's all these little towns all the way as you go from Bethpage over to finally get over to Queens. And I got you, Bob. Hold on to your shorts. and we did all of that jazz. So we're planning the trip. We're working on hotels, which are all sold out. And some of them are some of the most ridiculous prices I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, okay, Bob.
Okay, I don't like to leave something hanging when it's easy to be found after a question. Gary Woodland, Jim Furyk, Brant Snedeker, Kevin Kisner, and Webb Simpson, all very capable assistants to help.
Fabulous players, Ryder Cuppers, they know what they're doing. They're veterans, and particularly like Webb Simpson. He's one of my favorite people out there, strong person of faith. But certainly Furyk knows what to do. He'd be kind of the leader of that pack, I think. Ian Baker Finch is retiring after all these hundreds of years. He's an Open champion, and he's then had a whole second career forever, many, 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 many years in the booth, commentating for the network on the events, the tour events. And he's been one of my favorites. I like his manner. I like his mind. I like the way that he looks and thinks at things. But here's a guy that wins the Open Championship. And if my memory serves me right, it was at Birkdale, Royal Birkdale. You can correct me, everybody, if I'm wrong. And after he wins the Open Championship, becomes the gold medalist and the champion golfer of the year, he very soon, something clicked mentally, Craig, and Bob, you probably remember too, and he had a hard time breaking 80. Am I about right on that, Bob?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he went to the booth, and I think he became a very, very, very big plus, a big addition to golf broadcasting. Now, that's my opinion. Yeah, Craig, go ahead, Bob.
Unfortunately, it happened in right in front of the major, and Ian had a 92 in the first round of the 1997 Open at Royal Troon. And he withdrew from championship after one round and retired from tournament golf. But as you've seen, he's been a tremendous fixture in the broadcasting industry. His delivery is terrific on television. People like him, and he got that one major when the golf gods were smiling on him. He got that one major under his pocket, and we can't take that away from him. And it was 1991, just a year ahead of all that, when he won that major championship. And that's what's really, heartbreaking to see for an athlete. It's a combination of things when it's a golfer. We all have seen it in history. It's whether or not the person loses their swing or their confidence.
Or they lose their mind.
or their confidence.
I'm teasing. Yeah. Their confidence. And, golf is, what have many people said over the years? It's 20% physical and 80% mental. Greg, what do you make of Ian Baker Finch over the years? You know, you have some great comments, different directions about commentators. What about Ian?
Very solid announcer. Was a nice win when he won the Open in 91. I believe he's one of the few people that's hooked it out of bounds on one left on at the old course. You know, he's done some very unique things, but you know, you can't say anything wrong about Ian Baker Finch. Always has a
No.
smile on his face. I've met him once or twice. He's very nice. He does a nice job. He doesn't create any controversy left or right, but he gives it to you pretty straightforward. So, I like him.
Yeah, I think we always have, and he's just a good voice for golf and his insight. So we say farewell to Ian Baker Finch. I'm not sure what his next chapter will what he will write in his next chapter. Maybe he'll just, you know, sit down and go fishing for a while and kind of think through what he wants to do. I think it would be great. All right, guys, I'm going to give some of you the final couple of you the final word over here. I want to say thank you to Ashworth-golf.com. Ashworth Apparel is back. John Ashworth and I have a very long interview of about 10 or 11 minutes. You can go to my YouTube site and you can listen to it. Well, watch it as John and I are videotaped right there. And it's on my YouTube site at Matchplay TV, where he talks all about the history of the company and bringing it up through the 80s and 90s. And then it sort of fell away a while. And now it's all back. The golf man is back. Ashworth Golf is back. And I'm wearing Ashworth apparel and will continue to do so and love wearing it. It's comfortable and it's elegant. So many ensembles for you. They even have the trousers, the slacks, beautiful golf slacks. And Freddie Couples is wearing again Ashworth Golf. So make sure you get there and check out Ashworth. And I also want to say, as part of my Go Arizona campaign, which I mentioned earlier in the show, if you're heading over on the eastern side of the mountains, going up the gateway to Rim Country is Payson, Arizona. And where you want to stay there, folks, is the Matozel Hotel and Casino. Friendliest casino in Arizona because they have the best staff, they have the best casino, they have the great location there in Payson. And from there, you head up. And you got great food, by the way, and a wonderful hotel room. So the Matozel, near the Matozel Mountains, right there in Payson, Arizona. And from there, you're at the gateway to the Rim Country. You take off up on 260 Highway. You go all the way up, 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 up. You end up at wonderful little towns and great golf in the high country, lakes everywhere. All sorts of sports during the summer, and just a wonderful time to go stay at Matozel Hotel and Casino. That's my advice for you, and they are a wonderful sponsor. We appreciate Matozel so very much. All right, I'm going to give you the last word. I'm going to start with Craig Renshaw.
It's the last little at the quarter pole coming down to the finish line. So I think there's a lot of golf to be paying attention to. The last one to get into the FedEx Cup this week at the Wyndham. Pay attention. I actually think this is one of the best events to watch, not because of the tournament, but you get so much as far as up and down and people in and out and whether they're going to be on the in the top 70 or not. So I enjoy it because it's a season, the last chance.
Well, that's something that we didn't do and we should, and I mentioned it at the top of the hour. Let's have a quick look at, we know the Wyndham is coming up. We're proud Wyndham Rewards members. That's, yes, we are. So we love Wyndham and we stay there and we have our points that accumulate. So this tournament is coming up. And then after that, it's over for the playoffs, Bob. Isn't that what our schedule looks like?
That's true. And my nugget is totally different than what you just brought up. And it's achievements. I look back upon Judy Rankin going to the University of St. Andrews and receiving an honorary Doctor of Laws degree at 80 years old, honored by them in the same town that honored Rene Powell in 2008 for the same honor. Rene is the only American to have a Residence Hall name in her honor. And this past weekend in Dayton, Ohio, Rene was inducted into the 14th Lifetime Halls of Fame in her life. I've never heard of any golfer with 14 Halls of Fame honors, and she received that at the Ohio Sports Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Judy Rankin and to Rene Powell.
Well, and Judy Rankin is one of my all-time favorites. So is Rene Powell. Both of them were on my television show, and we're going to be airing for the first time very soon the premiere of the Rene Powell episode. It is a great episode with lots of things. We're still waiting for a few little production value items to put in the editing process, and when that show is done, boom, it's going straight up to the Golf News Net, and then boom, it's going straight over to all the big television platforms on demand, streaming and on demand on all the various platforms. I'll let you know when it happens, but it's coming very soon. So lots of great things happening. We've got the PGA Tour schedule coming up. We've got the LPGA Tour. We're going to be having a wonderful show this coming Saturday morning where we're right in the middle of all this sort of stuff going on. Champions Tour happening and all of that. Make sure you get to the Tally Tumbler. One more sponsor I want to mention at the end of the show, the Tally Tumbler, tallytumbler.com. We appreciate them so much for not just their sponsorship, but for creating a tumbler that holds your drinks, keeps them ice cold for a very long time. But on the top of it, there's dials that keep scores for you of all your favorite games, from pickleball to golf to backyard games, you name it, tallytumbler.com. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. Greg, have a wonderful week getting settled in down there.
We'll be
with you this coming weekend, right in the middle of it all. And Dr. Bob, there he is.
Thank you.
We will be with you as well. Talk to you both soon. And all of you wonderful listeners, get out and have some fun. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. And take care of yourselves. We'll be back with you this coming Saturday morning for Great American Golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.